mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Remember, we have a government, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, that told us there was no Patriot Act 2 6 months after it was introduced. Well, now they've openly said that they're going to bring an emergency session back in sometime over the holidays in December to try to pass the New Freedom Initiative, to try to pass the 9/11 bill, to try to pass a bunch of stuff they couldn't get through. But then a caller called in and said he talked to a senator, and they said that the mental health screening, the Sovietization, did pass. But then another caller said that, no, the overall bill did, but not those subsections. I don't know what the truth is. We looked for it this morning, couldn't find it. If you got a mainstream news article or a legislative report for this, we'll try to find it. We'll, before this hour's over, we'll have that answer. We'll have that answer for you. Plus some new big Schwarzenegger revelations. That's coming up at the end of the show for those that missed them. And we'll get into these five hunters killed in Wisconsin woods. The media going nuts with that. Doctors group fights prescription reporting bill. It's total big brother. Kerry says that bin Laden came to Bush's aid. Well, even Karl Rove says that. We'll get into that. Plus, Bush wants total open borders, renewing that drive yet again this weekend when he was visiting Latin America. Right now, though, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, go ahead.
Well, it's a coincidence you mentioned them five hunters. That's what I found about an hour ago.
Okay, well, you're on the air.
Well, I was watching the thing there. The guy went and was hiding in a tree stand on somebody else's property. And the one guy that was in the hunting lodge on the property came up the tree stand and said, hey, get off our property. So the guy shot him. We come back wounded with seven other guys.
Well, that sounds like something.
And he shot eight of them and killed five of them with an assault rifle is what the story is.
Yeah, when you yell, your phone distorts where I can't hear a word. Well, I mean, the guy is a foreigner, of course, and, you know, I mean, I don't mean to be mean, folks, but these foreigners, they can't drive cars on average. They just, I mean, it's a joke. And, you never would have heard of something like that, and they got this guy up in somebody's land, they said, get out of here, so he kills him.
Well, not only that, the first thing you mentioned was that he had an assault rifle, and that'll be the first bill that'll go through the lame duck session, is to reinstitute the assault rifle ban. And they're going to broaden it and make it so you can't even own a centerfire rifle.
Yeah, we'll probably find out he was a mental patient. He'll probably be in, you know, some government psychiatric ward. And I don't know. It just never ends.
There's no end to it. But, you know, Mancow there, I don't know what impression he got of the Alexander the Great movie, but you couldn't possibly make a movie weird enough to sum up Alexander's life. Because not only was he a homosexual, he also liked eunuchs and probably slept with his mother.
Well, yeah, I'm not a big supporter of Alexander the Great. It's not really my namesake, but that's my name. So
one thing I could say for Alexander in his favor is that he was wounded in battle 37 times, and every single wound was the front. And whenever they attacked the city, it was a foot race between him and his companions. He would be the first one over the wall. And that's not what we have running our government.
Yeah, a lot of that was propaganda, though. He would, like, leave a battle scene and have his forges create giant swords 50 feet long and lay them on the ground to scare people that, you know, that a god had come down to help him. A lot of that was propaganda.
He was Dionysus or Hercules or Melkarth, and he was trying to make people think that he was the incarnation of God on Earth.
Yeah, you know your history, and now they're doing that with Arnold again, Arnold Schwarzenegger, with his propaganda, you know, this invincible savior. And it's nothing. He's a rotten little husk of a creature.
Well, you know, I saw a statue in Munich of Alexander that was a copy of a statue by Euphonor. And Alexander looked more like Rudolf Nureyev. He was a short little wiry guy.
I appreciate your call. Very interesting call. Call back anytime, Dave. Kyle and Daryl and everybody else, your calls are up next. 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231, the number to join us. Reportedly, the 9/11 National ID Card Total Information Awareness Network Patriot Act 2 legislation did not pass over the weekend. And we've got callers calling in saying that the national health screening, the forced psychological testing, did pass, didn't pass. We'll track it down for you. Lawmakers say intelligence bill not dead. An overhaul of the nation's intelligence agencies. It's an overhaul, folks, yeah. May still pass the year despite the collapse of a compromise bill, congressional leaders said Sunday. You know, here's the problem semantically, just with the words they use. It's a reform. It's an overhaul. You think of an overhaul, getting a new engine in your car, getting the brake lines changed, getting new brake pads, getting everything greased, getting a new interior, getting a new paint job, getting new tires. You think of it as something good, an overhaul. No, it is a, if they would have said the radical change, the centralization of power, the increase in intelligence agencies' power, unbridled, to secretly arrest anyone they wish and secretly execute you, is not dead. But people semantically read this. Oh, let me read this on the newspaper this morning, Associated Press. An overhaul, the nation's intelligence agencies may still pass this year, despite the collapse of a compromise bill, congressional leaders said Sunday. So nothing about why people are against it, nothing about the details of it. It's just, Oh, man, they're not going to be able to keep us safe. I wish they could get stuff done up there. I still think there's a pretty good chance we're going to get intelligence reform. Senate Majority Whip Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, said on ABC's This Week. He said Congress would likely return December 6th in an effort to pass the bill, which would create a powerful position to oversee the CIA and several other non-military spy agencies. The bill was comprised that was endorsed by the House and Senate negotiators. The White House said the bipartisan September 11th commission. Congress was to have finished its session on Saturday. Asked on ABC's channel, similar comments were made, and also asked on NBC's Meet the Press, quote, if the bill had a chance this year, Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, said, I think so. I never believed that we wouldn't pass it once we had the conference report signed. Other lawmakers were less optimistic. See, it's optimistic. You know, are they optimistic? Well, some are less optimistic. You know, can we get this goody through? Well, it's not a goody. It's not something you want. Meanwhile, again, Bush renews open border drive. And he called for it while on a trip to Latin America for Free Trade Area of the Americas. Bush called for, well, a guest worker program that is total, blanket, complete, absolute amnesty. I mean, what do you say about the psychopath out killing people in deer stands? People tell him to get off their property, he kills them. Some foreigner, probably a mental patient, all the more reason we have guns to defend ourselves from lunatics like this. By the way, they've banned hunting completely in England now. They call it cruel and unusual to hunt foxes with hounds. And they had all, I watched some BBC News online, they had these people who 5 minutes earlier were cramming hamburgers and pizzas and, you know, other types of dishes that have meat on them into their mouths, and then they'll tell you how mean it is, these same groups, to have chickens or hogs and slaughter them. And they'll sit there and eat it. I mean, that's how disconnected to reality these people are. Foxes are like cockroaches in England. They have big litters every year. They're all over the place digging holes that people break their legs in. They sneak in, kill your chickens, kill your ducks, kill your geese, attack other animals. They're all over the place. Paul Watson lives in the middle of the city, and he's got foxes howling, making their little noises all night, running around all over the place in his yard and everywhere else. Well, the rural people have said, that's it. You can't have military training on our land. You can't have power lines on our land. You can't come into the irrigation ditches and clean them out on our land. And thousands of landowners and the economy that is supported by fox hunting, they're saying, we're going to ignore the law when it goes into effect. We don't care what you say. They tried to ban all hunting in France. Only way you can still have a gun in France is that if you're a registered member with a license as part of a hunting lodge, you can hunt deer and hog, you know, wild boar, stuff like that. The point is, folks, that's a way to kill the rural community and bring in total control. And I want to hand it to the French for saying no. And the poor British have had all their forms of hunting with guns taken, and now it's down to their hounds. Well, that's what dogs do normally. And it's normal and natural, and it's not cruel to take your dogs out and have them hunt something down. That's what human beings do. You'd rather eat some chicken so fat, genetically engineered, that it breaks its legs and just wallows around in its own excrement for a month, and then you take that dirty thing. You know, we buy range-fed organic chicken, costs five times more, literally. Tastes completely different. Organic milk costs twice as much, tastes completely different. I mean, that's not psychological. That's not a placebo. That's not my opinion. I mean, I'm just like, oh, this is organic, isn't it? You can just tell the eggs that are organic are big and orange and taste good. And the eggs I grew up eating, the little yellow, the puny things that come out of these factories, I eat one of those now, I can't even eat it. It's like filtered water, so delicious, so good. Growing up, I remember I'd drink a bunch of water and I'd get a headache and it tasted bad in Dallas. And I just had to learn all this stuff on my own. It's the same thing. And these people, there's a big movement here to ban all types of hunting. If I want to go out to Fredericksburg, or where my uncle lives, or if I want to go out to East Texas where we've got family land, and I want to shoot a deer at 600 yards, and I want to go gut it and take it into a processor and have sausage made out of it that I'm going to eat, that's my business, you freaks. And yes, it isn't enjoyable causing an animal pain. When I shoot them, they always die instantly, maybe run 10 feet. Not bragging, I can put a 308 round to the size of a quarter at 200 yards every time and got pretty good last year, got back into some shooting again, got back to near the levels I had decades ago, and I was able to, I shot this little young, probably, I don't know, not even a year old deer. It just has better meat. It wasn't a baby. It wasn't shooting Bambi. 600 yards away facing me. I wanted some sport, too. I didn't shoot it when it was sideways to me. I shot it. My uncle was right there with me. We were drinking coffee on his front porch. 600 yards away, back of the fence line, and right up on the end of his property where he lives. And there's the deer. And I waited until it turned around and faced me, and I said, I'm going to shoot it right in the chest. And I shot it and fell right over, and we drove over and threw it in the back of the truck and took it and processed it. Am I some type of evil sicko? You'll sit there cramming hamburger in your face all day? Let me tell you how that cow was killed. They loaded that cow up on a truck, and they took it into a slaughterhouse where for a day, generally, it sits outside in a lot, hearing the screaming and yelling while cows are run through, and a huge bolt comes down and slaps them in the head. A gas-powered bolt knocks a huge 2-inch wide hole, goes in about 3 inches. Or in some of the facilities, they drive them into a squeeze chute and squeeze their heads up, and a giant razor blade comes up and slits their throat, and they got big systems that grab all the blood to go into your luscious hot dogs. And then they take the thing while it's still flopping, and they got these machines start ripping it into pieces. Then they scrape up all the giblets and goop off the ground and scrape it up and send it off for you to eat in your fast food. And then the rest of it gets sent off to your supermarket after it hangs there for a few weeks. But you love that beef, don't you? I don't eat it now, folks, unless it is a very expensive range-fed Black Angus that a little bitty steak, I might eat one every 2 weeks or something. About the only red meat I eat now it tastes completely different. Tastes like beef I ate where it was a cow my family, would kill themselves and slaughter themselves and put in the deep freeze for the year. Frozen, real fresh beef tastes better than the stuff that's been hanging around for weeks, and they even tell you to start enjoying it. Oh, it's aged beef. Oh, even better. They take something that's gross and advertise it as something good, and then you love it. I'm not trying to be gross here. I'm bad because I have an instinct, a hunting instinct that got us where we are. All of you have it. To hunt something myself. And I don't have time to hunt anymore. I hadn't been hunting in probably 6-7 years until last fall. I went out and shot a deer. Then I went back out to my aunt and uncle's a few months later, and she had this big pot roast of that deer. It was so good, so delicious, with all those carrots and potatoes. And I killed it. And by the way, you'd enjoy your chicken a little more if you took it out and took a hatchet and cut its head off yourself and ripped that breast out yourself and washed it off yourself. It was no worry of salmonella there. And took it in and threw it in the oven yourself and garnished it. But I'm bad because I like to drink filtered water and I like to occasionally kill something I'm going to eat. At the bare minimum, I like to eat things that are healthy for my family. Beef, where it lists the farm in Texas where it came from. And I pay a lot more for it. So I'm evil. Because I'm not in a compact city learning how to be a good little slave, waiting for my ID chip and waiting for my satellite tracker box in my car. All right, I promise we'll go straight to your calls. Dave and Daryl and Dylan, everybody else. Kyle, your calls are coming up.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
All right, let's go to your calls. Thanks for holding. I didn't mean to get off into the whole hunting issue. Let's talk to, I guess up next year's Kyle in California, then Daryl, Vince, Joseph and others. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to thank you for your hard work. I deeply appreciate your work ethic. I feel much the same about the food. If we put our hands on it and learn to appreciate it, we might have a little bit more knowledge concerning it. I've been diving through PrisonPlanet.tv. There's so much information there to open minds. I'm so thankful for that resource. I want to address something that your guest, Mancow, seemed to be going off on how we should be destroying the cities in...
No, that's why I had him on, to let you see what we're talking about. He's against the police state, but let's go ahead and level the cities. I thought we're there to save them.
Exactly.
You know, we put Saddam in to begin with.
And then he throws in things like kickstarting democracy when every leader that is over there is installed by us.
By the way, it's public, mainstream news. No one is running against Alawi. Openly, people have been told, if anyone runs against him in the election, they're dead. The election is a month and a half away, and no one is running.
It's already happened in Afghanistan that everyone started getting bought off.
They told him, we will burn your house down if you don't run for the Unicol executive. Mohammed Karzai.
Well, we don't get to hear about that, unfortunately. I wanted to ask you, because this little piece I heard about the human hybrids that I feel like could be in order for a staged type of alien experience that we're supposed to buy into. I was wondering, where could I see some information about some evidence about this?
Well, this weekend, again, I was on KFI for an hour. And it was, and then I was doing house chores. So I just left it on the computer out of Los Angeles. And the host, whose show I'd been on for the hour before, a good guy, went into the next hour. He read a couple AP reports, some other reports. I went and pulled them up on the computer. Didn't end up bringing them here today because, frankly, my cartridge was out of ink at the time. And then by Sunday when I bought a cartridge, I'd forgotten to reprint it, so I didn't print it.
I got it.
But it was Bush went to the UN. I've also heard this on the news. And we need to cover cloning. It's something I haven't gotten into enough lately.
Extremely
to show this dehumanization. Bush went to the UN and said, okay, we're giving up on banning cloning. He never meant to. The UN is legalizing it. And then the guy read the AP article where having a fully born, living in a cage human is illegal, but if you mix some monkey genes in, it's okay. So these are really humans already cloned and alive, these humanzies. He was reading mainstream reports. I went and pulled them up.
Yeah. These have got to be real. There's got to be.
No. It's all public now. They have humanzies in Argentina.
Oh, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, and see, it's not even big news. You know, I go pull it up, and I'm busy with other stuff, and don't print it off, and then don't have it for you. And
but you're crazy
I've got so much happening that I drop the ball.
You're crazy if you bring it up, though. Also, but I wanted to.
Yeah, it's like, hey, the Mexican judicial workers, now over 1,000, have been forced to take chips.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard that on the news. But you're still a kook because you're against it. Well,
yeah.
They've got. Again, because it's not human, they're allowed to do it. Human pigs, human goats and spiders, humans and apes.
I'll mention something about the chips to somebody, and they think.
By the way, they're now growing human embryos in mice.
Oh, wow. That's unbelievable. Yeah, I bring up the chips to some people, and they think I'm talking about a science fiction movie that I just watched.
But then when they see it on the nightly news, it suddenly exists, but you're kooky not to like it.
Yeah, very funny.
Real quick.
Really quickly, I just want to address something, a concern I have, because we're all into this nationalism and racism and stuff that I just wanted to bring to light that we're going to need every type of race, every gender, every creed to...
Yeah, but don't equate that with nationalism. Nationalism isn't bad. The globalists use it when they want to attack
somebody. Exactly, wrapping people in the flag and whatnot. I think these are things that we're going to have to combat in our...
Well, no, I agree with you. We need to work with everybody. I don't care what color you are. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to put out a general warning, if you'd allow, on two items quickly. One caller today referenced some prophecy guy on TBN, and that's, for the listeners, that's Trinity Broadcasting Network, for you to check out, Alex. And as you probably know, your friend and mine, Tex Mars, very recently put out an excellent video entitled Tower of Infamy that exposes TBN and a number of very famous televangelists, some of whom are 33-degree Masons who have been sponsored by such folks as Knights of Malta, and one was even helped by Ted Turner. So my warning on this is, please, everyone, be extremely wary of anything coming off TBN or from the mouths of these televangelists.
This is what they'll do. The Antichrist system is upon us. The chip is now being put in people. Bush is fighting it valiantly. He is God's designate.
Or the chip's good for us.
So they tell you the truth about what's happening, but then say, oh, but this group's fighting against it, when in truth, they're ramming it through.
Can I hang through the break?
Yes, you can, Daryl. You've been holding a long time. I want to hear what you have to say. And then Vince and Joseph and others, 1-800-259-9231. Straight to your calls. Some audio clips coming up as well. Don't want to miss the final 30 minutes. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
We We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Thanks to the renegades, free today.
right, folks. Sorry I ran that song, but I just, during the break, got the answers for myself here. And the answer is yes. The New Freedom Initiative, the forced psychological testing of your children, did pass. Let me say that again. And this is nowhere on the web. We're putting it on InfoWars.com right now. I mean, I just kept thinking somebody else would do this weekend, and then I have to call Ron Paul's office. I'm not whining. I have to do everything. So, yes, it passed. It passed. And Bush says he's going to sign it. And if I sound angry, I am. Forced psychological testing of every child in the country from age 4 up to 18, then starting funding for all women who are pregnant. Forcibly social workers coming, these predators, coming to your house, your home school, your church school, your private school, your public school, forcibly psychologically testing them according to guidelines publicly written by the drug companies. It passed. I just got it directly from Jeff Dice, the head guy for Ron Paul, just a minute and a half ago. The 9/11 national ID card did not pass. Hastert says they're bringing it back in December, just like they did with the Federal Reserve and the income tax and every other nasty thing. And three senators can call a quorum middle of Christmas if they want. That's when a lot of it happens. And they can ram it through on you, baby. So there's your answer. And I just got smoke coming out of my ears. So I promise you I'd give you an answer. We did it. I made the call. All right. I'm angry now. Let's go ahead and go back to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, and to finish up the first warning, the main reason why we need to stay away from these televangelists is because good men like Tex Mars have carefully documented that the mainstream Christian media is controlled by the globalist rich elite. And the second item, Alex, is that another caller called in and said that he referenced the vision he had. And in general, we've got to be so wary and careful about dreams, visions, and apparitions, because many of these dreams and visions, in fact, the vast majority of them, have been proven to be false throughout history, Alex. For example, who's the Antichrist? And another thing, Alex, I've read some very thick books on these visions, the apparitions of Mary, etc., and I've come to the same conclusion that Tex Mars has, and that is that most of these visions, prophecies, messages are almost all diametrically opposed to what the Bible teaches. And the bottom line is, we do not have time to be trying to figure out who the Antichrist is or what month Jesus Christ is coming back in, but rather we should all be obeying the numerous Bible passages that tell us we're duty-bound, Alex, to be exposing corruption and evil and to be resisting tyranny. And we need to be fighting against the evil that we can clearly see right now.
And the Bible says that hundreds of times, but then they take Romans 13 and try to distort it. But, talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, he has his own visions. I have the article here out of the London Observer, and this is from the folks that made Pumping Iron with him, the directors, his friends. And it says that Arnold had told him he had a recurring dream. He was a king of all the earth, and everybody looked up to him. He said that Arnold came to them with what he called the master plan. It was kind of a mix of Nietzsche and Soviet five-year plan, only it was more than 50-year plan, Butler recalled. He wanted to be very big.
And Alex,
my own particular view is that he, in his mind, wanted to be president of the United States, king of the universe, probably, if there are extraterrestrials out there. He'd like to rule them as well. Arnold had laid out the master plan for Butler. I will come to America, which is the country for me. I will become a bodybuilder, get into real estate, go to the White House, on and on. So, this is not just now dreaming of being a dictator, but a plan to become king of the world. I mean, nobody should be in any office who openly talks like this. I mean, this is total megalomaniacal. I mean, we're being given the choice here. Here's a guy who wants to be your dictator. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, you just have to wonder how many of these dreams and visions come straight from demons and or from eating a spicy pizza with hot sauce just before you went to bed. But I would like to plead with the listeners, please, please do not call in with the latest visions, because so many of them prove false. And I want to thank you, Alex, for allowing me to put that out and also for deflecting the call-ins that promote the false idea that the Jews run the Illuminati. And I just say God bless you and Violet, Alex, and thanks for all you do to expose corruption. And I beg the listeners, please get Alex's great videos. Thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you. Look, I mean, it's hard enough when the Mexican government's making their judicial workers, now over 1,000, talking about making every federale take it, other governments talking about it, special forces already getting in here, open pushing of it every night on the news, every night, somewhere, I see it, in print or on the TV. And then we talk about it, and we're the weirdos. Oh, you're not for it. Well, you're bad, you know. All of this is crazy. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger's DMV head, the new one he appointed, comes out, and now DMV head in Texas, DMV head in Wisconsin, DMV head in Oregon. They're saying, we're going to put satellite boxes or transponders in your cars. We're going to do it. We're going to tax you 25 cents a mile when it's 18 cents a gallon. Right now, that's roughly 20 times increase because, quote, we're not raising enough money off gas tax. We're using more fuel than ever, folks. What, from like 18 million barrels a day to like 24 million barrels a day or something? So that's lie number one in all these articles. We've got to do this because the feds say we're not raising enough money with our cut at the state level because people are driving fuel-efficient cars. We're using more fuel than ever. And they go, but don't worry, this new thing will save you money. And then it says 25 cents a mile. In peak, even higher. It's 18 cents a gallon right now. Average, what, 22, 24 miles a gallon, the average car out there? I mean, do the math. 24 times. Again, do the math. 18 cents a gallon tax in California versus 25 cents a mile. So 25 times 22 or 24. Depending on the average that month for gas users in California. So would you rather pay, let me ask you this question, you're like at the store, would you rather pay 25 times 24 or would you rather pay 18 cents? Do the math. What is 24 times 25? So that'd be 600 cents. A gallon, or $6 versus 18 cents. And they called it a better deal. I have the Associated Press article posted on Infowars.com. It was last week, never covered it properly. I printed all the articles off this morning. I have them here in front of me. Let me just dig that out. $6 versus 18 cents. And I heard Clark Howard a week ago, the guy that tells you how to save money financially, going, oh, this satellite tracking or transponders, a great idea. It'll save you money. We've got to do it because of the hybrid cars. They're getting record gas tax money. The government's got money coming out its ears, but it doesn't give you the services, let stuff fall apart, and then says we got to raise taxes locally or no new fire trucks or police cars or no radios. And you go, okay, I guess I'll pay you again. And I hear people calling into talk shows going, is it true? You know, I hear Arnold's got a plan. Now, be clear, it isn't Arnold. It's his DMV guy he appointed. Well, Bush has introduced a bill for total amnesty. Now, be clear, he may have called for it in the State of the Union, but he said it's not an amnesty, and he's not doing it, just Karl Rove is. I got the Houston Chronicle. I got the Green Bay newspaper. I got L.A. Times. It's all New York's trying to pass bills. They're trying to pass the bills. And when you gripe about a satellite tracker box in your car, which they'll pay for when you get your tags, $50 on average, they'll go, okay, well, you have a choice, the transponder. But they got the radio readers for these high-powered transponders. They're about the size of a matchbox. Goes on your dash. You already got them in every state I've been to lately has got them for toll roads and everything. People got them because you get half price when you got it. But we can still pay cash at the one lane that's got a line a mile long of people trying to pay cash who aren't locals or just take the K-Tag transponder. That thing from point to point will read how far you drove, what your average speed was. But forget that. You don't like that? They already put it in London. It's going in all over the U.S. These license plate readers where it instantly reads every license plate and data's that number. They already know how fast you're driving, where you go, what you did. Every small four-way stop, every country lane. that state or federal road has cameras on it. I mean, I've been out in the middle of nowhere where you haven't seen a gas station or a town in 80 miles, and you'll drive to a four-way stop, and there are the cameras. And out there, it'll have a dish on top transmitting it via satellite or a microwave tower relaying. And, I mean, they put big money into this because everywhere you go, you're already tracked, folks. Now they're going to tax you with it. Okay, you don't like transponders, don't like satellite boxes. We'll just use the cameras. London's already doing it. And I warned you, and I got so many emails over the years, you nut. There's no plan to put stuff in our cars when I had the federal plan 7-plus years ago. And now they're going to do it to you. Major polls, California, 95.4% against it. Polls in Texas, 98% to 93% are against it. We're going to have transponders in Austin within 2 years. And the politicians just laugh and say, vote us out of office, and actually turn red and start laughing. It's funny, because they got special voting machines going in, whether it's Houston or Austin. Once the special machines are in, suddenly the cameras don't just go up in your neighborhoods, but they go up right in front of your house. They go up everywhere. Suddenly they start laughing at you. Suddenly armored vehicles start driving around. Suddenly they start tasering five-year-olds. Suddenly they start laughing at you and setting up checkpoints. It's real funny, isn't it? Vince in Indiana. Vince, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I got some comments about the hunting massacre in Wisconsin. I live in the Chicago, Illinois area, but I have lived in that area right up there in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, and I have lots of relatives up there in that area. I know it very well. And I've always been pretty proud of the hunting culture up there and the gun culture, especially versus the very draconian Illinois laws against guns and hunting and all that. And I'm quite suspicious, though, of this massacre that we just had, because this guy was apparently an immigrant, yet from what I've heard from some of the people I've spoken up there, that this immigrant speaks perfect English. And just my thoughts that maybe this is part of the New World Order.
Well, even Rush Limbaugh said every time they introduce a gun bill, there's a convenient shooting right on time. I mean, Columbine was government up.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, I think this could be part of the problem, actually.
And notice
solution.
It's an assault weapon, see? Well, you're already not allowed to use something with over 5 rounds in it in most states.
My thoughts are that, you know, I'd like to know this guy's background. You know,
don't worry. When it comes out, he would have been in a federal psychiatric institution. In every case, they are. In every mass shooting case you've had, they've been on Ritalin or Prozac or both.
I think he might be an agent.
I'm not joking. Harris Kleibold, Kip Kinkle, the woman drowning her kids. In every case, I've never seen one where they weren't on these drugs. And I bet, I mean, the odds are 100-1 this guy was hopped up on stuff.
And you know what? There's been a lot of controversy up in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Wisconsin area about having a lot of these immigrants come over and take these low-paying jobs. And, you know, a lot of people are very much against it. And then you got the neocons that are very much for having all these immigrants come in and take the jobs at the slaughterhouses, the turkey factories, or whatever. And then you see, you know, things like this happen.
Well,
you know,
I'm not bashing foreigners, but some of these cultures, they've never touched anything, run anything, done anything. And they get over here. I mean, I was out one time going fishing, and I saw this poor Chinese guy try to get in a rented boat and sort of ramming it into the dock. You know, nobody taught him how, and he didn't know he had to, you know, these folks on the roads who get in front of you, and there's a whole lane for them to merge, but they pull out the middle of the expressway and stop. And, you know, I've been at gun shops, seen these foreigners who don't know which end of a gun shoots the projectile out, you know, walking out with guns. That is scary. More the reason we need to have guns to protect ourselves.
Yeah, well, I expect the neocons and the New World Order people to be all over this. And it probably is all happening for a reason. They're a little problem, action, solution. But I'm suspicious of this guy's background. And I'm just wonder who he is and what it's so senseless what happened.
Let me guess. I'll try to guess what it was. He'll be a foreigner who joined the military. He was involved, and he would have been in the psychological care of some mind control doctor. Thanks for the call. And I'm not even being sarcastic, folks. I really think. I mean, in all of these cases that comes out, you know, that Muhammad guy with the shootings up there with the snipers, total mind control. Seeing mind control doctors, Gulf War vet, Harrison Kleibold in psychiatric care, the FBI founding the group. No, I don't want to get off into it. It just goes on for hours. But there are just crazy scum out there, too. But stuff like this has never happened. I mean, imagine walking up to somebody on your own property. Hey, get off my property, and they just shoot you. Huh, PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cup behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't forget arnoldexposed.com and a lot of new information, even worse dictator quotes and comments going up on arnoldexposed.com today, if they're not already up there. Here's a clip, kind of bad audio, from Demolition Man in 93, where Sylvester Stallone gets out of prison and he's been frozen, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is the president. So here it is.
Escapades for quite some time now. I have, in fact, perused some newsreels from the Schwarzenegger Library. And that time that you took that car...
Hold it. The Schwarzenegger Library?
Yes, the Schwarzenegger Presidential Library. Was he an actor when you...
He was president?
Yes. Even though he was not born in this country, his popularity at the time caused the 61st Amendment, which states that...
I don't want to know.
All right, let's go to Joseph in England, who's been holding. Joseph, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, check this out for synchronicity. It's actually me that sent you that audio clip from Demolition Man. that's pretty good.
That is synchronicity.
If you want, I can do a video clip, but that's neither by the by. I'll send it to you if you use it. That's your business. The point is, actually, it's about Schwarzenegger. We've got a TV show in our country called Graham Norton, or at least we used to. I haven't watched it for a while. And once they had Linda Hamilton, you know, the actress that played Sarah Connor in The Terminator.
Yes.
And you tell this story about how she's got a twin sister, and there was a moment in the film where they had to use the twin sister for a sequence because it was, like, done with special effects. And Schwarzenegger, of course, doesn't know that she has a twin sister, and there's one bit where she was bent down, not in the film, I won't go into vulgar detail here, by the way. She's bent over, Schwarzenegger goes like up behind her, and you can use your imagination what he starts doing, groping her, basically. And of course she turns around and says, ah, you think I'm Linda, don't you, sort of thing. That's just another example of...
Yeah, there are mainstream news articles in the Premier magazine article where they're in the limo, and it was James Cameron's girlfriend, and Arnold didn't care. He just grabbed her and started, well, you know what somebody does with her body, right in front of him, and he did nothing. I mean, he's an uncontrolled animal. He's out of control. He can't even control himself enough to say, my relationship to power and authority is that I'm all for it. People need somebody to watch over them. 95% of the people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave. And this is who they're selling us. And I go on California stations and they act like I'm a devil because I have am covering all this, but the people are all on my side. We have them just cramming this down our throat. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, not to mention the conditioning. I mean, I'm 23 years old. I was, what, like 12 when Terminator 2 came out? And that was like, Schwarzenegger was like my hero growing up. And then when you actually do grow up, as a lot of people don't, you learn all this stuff. And it plays with your mind, you know what I mean? Because one minute he's your childhood hero, the next minute he's, you know, your enemy, I suppose.
I hear you, my friend. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry to John in Colorado. We're just flat out of time. Don't have time to go to you. Call me back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, back tonight, 9 to midnight on the AM and FM dial in your area and on Global Shortwave at 3210 at night and Infowars.com. Go to ArnoldExposed.com. Please email your friends, your family, your neighbors, talk show hosts. We've been ignored by national television other than CNN, who they've had that lady back on. Email CNN. ABC, CBS, NBC, tell them, hey, we're 80% of the people. We don't want this. Have Alex Jones on. Stop it. You know, have Alex Jones or somebody else on to expose this guy. Please help us spread the word. Help get that URL out to people. For the 3 million people that have visited in the last 4 days, thank you. ArnoldExposed.com. My films, get them, make copies, spread the word at the grassroots level, show people the reality of what's happening, Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com to order any of the films via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Oh, boy. I'll be back on the network tonight filling in for Pastor Butch Paul, 8 to 9 Central. You'll hear me all over Radio Land doing interviews, battling it one state at a time, trying to warn people of this Auslander, this foreigner, this usurper who wants you to be his slave. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless, and check out PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks.